I'm Marco Werman with The World. As long as both parties are willing to keep trying, a troubled marriage has a chance of working out. I would use that metaphor today to describe the nuclear negotiations between Iran and the six world powers that include the U.S. Today was the deadline for those talks to produce a deal. Instead, the deadline was pushed back to March. But actually, we spoke with reporter Laura Rosen in Vienna, where the talks had been taking place, and she says things are somewhat more hopeful than the marriage metaphor. Laura, you've been on the ground there for a week leading up to this kind of anticlimax today of a 7-month extension to keep negotiations going. Does it feel like there's still momentum building towards some agreement?
There was definitely something of a letdown earlier today when the word emerged that they were going to go for an extension, although we were still trying to figure out for how long. But John Kerry spoke about, you know, a bit ago, and he said he was hopeful. He said that they had made progress on some of the most intractable issues that had been stalling the negotiations the past year. And he said that they're going to try to actually get the political agreement done in 4 months before then, if they could.
Now, you were at the press conference when John Kerry spoke. Did you read any body language that might reveal something else aside from the optimism of another 7 months?
I thought John Kerry projected hopefulness, and he said he was hopeful, and he talked about seeing a path forward to get this agreement. He talked about sanctions relief for the Iranian people. He said that he praised Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, saying that he has worked diligently in good faith, and that's what it's going to take to get a deal. He seemed to be reaching out, I thought, to the Iranian audience, many of whom are, as you can imagine, quite disappointed that the deal wasn't finished today.
Yeah, briefly, what would you say then are the top kind of two sticking points that have led us to this extension?
The issue of Iran's enrichment capacity. This is how many centrifuges they can have in a deal. And for the U.S., they've been pressing to try to get Iran to reduce the number of its centrifuges.
Right. The other big sticking point, I suspect, is sanctions, and Iran wants them kind of loosened up.
Exactly. I mean, Kerry said, we want to lift sanctions and that, you know, we've agreed that we will lift sanctions in this deal. But the argument is over the pace of the sanctions relief.
Gotcha. I'm just curious how long this whole process, this negotiation process, can actually be on life support. I mean, we've got another 7 months here, but next 7 months are going to see a lot of change, including a U.S. Congress that is not very enthusiastic about a deal. So what's going to happen now?
You are absolutely right. And I think that was an issue that has sobered up the negotiators is the knowledge that they're going to have a Republican Congress after January that's not friendly to a deal and listens closely to U.S. allies like Israel, who are very nervous about a big deal with Iran. But I think what Kerry was saying is the U.S. wants to wait and get a deal that it feels it can really sell. It can sell to Congress, it can sell to its allies, that it feels confident is going to be durable and make its allies and the United States safer. So I think they decided instead of going fast and just going for what they could get in these days, they decided let's really get a deal we feel confident can last 10, 20 years, unlike, say, the agreement with North Korea that broke down and, you know, North Korea eventually did produce nuclear weapons.
So negotiations are not dead. 7 more months to work things out. I'm just curious, what point does this continual talking just in and of itself start to lead to a kind of normalization of relations between the West and Iran? Have you seen any evidence of that?
I think that is a great question. And for the people in Iran and the United States who are eager to see more international engagement between the two countries and excited to see the bilateral contacts that we've been witnessing the past year that have now become pretty normal and routine, Kerry meeting with his Iran counterpart, Zarif, even twice today. I think those are the people who are most eager to see a deal reached sooner than later, because it seems like it will help advance this very complicated relationship. But the engagement will continue. There were no threats from either side, including from the Iranian side. So maybe there is a silver lining and that we'll see this contact go on.
Laura Rosen there with AllMonitor.com. She's in Vienna, where negotiators agreed to extend the deadline for a nuclear deal with Iran until March.